Harvey got out of the taxi, which was very easy since there was no door, and stood at the corner. In one hand, he held the suitcase, and he picked up his other hand to look at his watch.
9 o'clock on the button. How do you like that? 0 KGB agents following me. But no Alex. Oh, no. It's my last chance to give over the suitcase. All right. I'm gonna stay here. I don't care. I'm gonna wait until 9:30. If he doesn't come by 9:30, I'm leaving. That's it. I can't risk my life that much. All right, let me see. 9:02.
Harvey waited with great anxiety, constantly looking at his watch.
9:10, 9:12.
Some passerby stopped to look at Harvey.
Excuse me, what are you doing here?
Hey, you know what I'm doing here? I'm doing here. That's right. That's what I'm doing here.
What did you just say?
I said, you know what I'm doing here? I'm just staying and going right over here.
American Sky, I don't understand. What are you saying?
You don't understand because you're not listening. All right, okay, leave me alone. Don't worry, I'm not doing anything wrong. Let's see, 9:15. What am I going to do? All right. Why isn't Alex coming? I think I should dive in some more. Please, Hashem, help me. I really want to do this mission. I never wanted anything more in my life. It's really strange because I never cared about Yiddishkeit or anything like that, but I just want these people to have their tefillin and their mezuzahs and... Hey. I don't believe it. Look at that.
Coming from a block away was a man with a long beard and payas, with tzitzis sticking out of his shirt.
I don't believe it. Right here in the middle of Moscow, there's a Jew walking down the street. Is this real? Am I really seeing this? Let me pinch myself. Ow! Yeah, this is real. I'm really seeing this.
The man approached Harvey.
Shalom Aleichem. My name is Alex. You must be Harvey.
You're Alex? You're walking down the street in Moscow with a beard and payas? You're not scared of the KGB?
You know how it is. Hashem want me to have tzitzis, I have tzitzis. Hashem want beard, I have beard. He wants payas, I have payas. Hashem want me to put on tefillin. That's why you are here. You bring tefillin for me.
You know, that's really, really amazing. It's unbelievable how courageous you are. Wow. Well, guess what, Alex? Here's your suitcase. And I'm gonna go back to America. And you're gonna use the tefillin here in Russia. Hopefully you won't get caught. Wow.
Thank you very much. Now I go before KGB see me.
All right, goodbye. All right. I'm gonna go back to my hotel. Wow, I gotta tell you, I'm just amazed by this Alex. It's really unbelievable. Under the noses of the KGB in communist Russia, smack in the middle of Moscow, putting on tefillin and learning and wearing tzitzis and growing a beard. I mean, I'm just astounded. And what about me? I live in Muncie, New York. For me, it should be easy to be religious. I have some real thinking to do.
Harvey continued walking to his hotel, deep in thought. And of course, as he approached the hotel, he saw from a distance 323 KGB agents waiting for him. And now Harvey had to put on the act of his life.
KGB! Everyone is waiting for me! KGB, just another few more hours and I'll be out of your way. My way to America! Oh, say, can you drink vodka? Which way is the hotel? I'm spinning in circles. No, I'm not spinning. The hotel is spinning. Oh, no! Hey, all you KGB agents, watch out! The whole street is spinning! Oh, wait, no, it's not. Hey, how come the earth is rushing up at me? Oh, no! Ow! Ah!
stuck on the earth rushed right into my head. That really hurt.
Could you help me out, please? Your KGB, maybe you could help me up. I'm a little dizzy.
Harvey finally returned to his room and lay in bed, staring at the ceiling, waiting for the alarm clock to ring, to let him know that it was time to get ready to leave Russia. Harvey thought about Alex, and about Alex's great Mesiras Nefesh to be frum in Russia. And right then and there in his hotel room in Moscow, Harvey made a decision that would change his life forever. A few hours later, his alarm clock rang and Harvey jumped out of bed. He grabbed his clothes, threw it into a suitcase. Of course, not the same suitcase he'd been dragging around Moscow for 3 days, but a suitcase which looked very similar. And Harvey grabbed his suitcase and ran down to street level, where he tried his best to find a taxi to take him back to the airport. Only 12 hours later, Harvey landed in Kennedy Airport in New York City. Waiting to greet him was a group of Rabbanim, the same Rabbanim who had sent him to Moscow in the first place. And Rabbi Goldberg led the group.
Harvey, welcome back! It's so good to see you again!
Rabbi, I decided I want to become religious.
You want to what?
Yes, Rabbi. I want to tzitzis, and I want tefillin, and I want to keep kosher, and
Harvey, what are you talking about?
Rabbi, don't you want me to become religious? Aren't you excited? Aren't you happy?
Of course I am, Harvey. I just can't believe it. Why did you have such a change of heart?
I didn't have a change of heart. I still have the same heart. I know what you meant. I was just kidding. Well, I was in Russia, and I met Alex, and Alex had tzitzis and tefillin, and he did everything that Hashem wants. And Hashem wants tzitzis, so he had tzitzis. I want tzitzis too, and I want to... Hey, could I have a beard? How do I get a beard?
Harvey, this is amazing! You should come with me right now to my house, and I will learn with you and help you to understand how to become a religious Jew. We could kosher your kitchen, and we could help you with everything.
Harvey returned home, but Harvey was never the same Harvey again. Harvey transformed his life entirely. He spent the next few years learning intensely, and now Harvey was known as Chaim. And in just a few short years, he became a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And now, wherever you are, in any country you might be, imagine the impact you could have on someone if you walk in the street the way a Yid should walk in the street, and someone sees you and he says, I want to be just like that. Mekoi mecho na leven elom Beono, beono lo yim tzvacho Kivoi decho mohole yo yilom Ono, ono em tzvacho Mekoi mecho Na leven elam Veyono, veyono Lo yim tzoacho Kivoidecho Mohole yohilom Dorashti